This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Battle cry, and as we open up our number two, one of the teams that will be very much entrenched in the playoff picture as they will play on Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Number one seed, Christopher Columbus, had an opportunity to watch them last week against South Dade and came away impressed. Well-coached team, tremendous athletes, and one of the catalysts up front, familiar name, last name Cristobal, first name Lewis, offensive line, just a junior, was in impressive, and he joins us this evening. Lewis, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, Mr. Bluestein, how are you? Good evening.
Good evening. It's doing good. I'm doing real good, and I know it's exciting. What an exciting week to be alive in the state playoffs. You have Thanksgiving, you have practices, and you have a 1 o'clock game, which is a pretty neat little thing, kind of alter your schedule, your pregame schedule a little bit. Talk about what this year's been about for you, Lewis, because I know it's been an exceptionally promising year for this team that would never quit. And playing three games in 11 days and coming out on top of the district. This has really been quite a ride. Talk about it.
Yeah, it has. I mean, we've come a long way from last year, you know, trying to earn respect back as an offensive line, especially. Not performing as good as we thought we would last year. We've come a long way from last year. I mean, the last game, Henry Parrish had a great game with 280-some rushing yards as an offense, and him having about 176 yards him by himself. And I feel like we blueprinted the way we want to play in the playoffs, and, you know, I feel like we've come a long way since.
You know, you take a look at that, and you mentioned the offense before the show. I was talking about the line and how it's gotten bigger and better over the last maybe 2 years. I mean, more athletes up front. I watched you the other night firing out. You guys take a lot of pride in that and in playing the position. Talk about the camaraderie in it, because I know it's a team, but when you become a unit, it's like that little family, you know. I mean, the linemen, I mean, there's not very many DBs are going to be able to go out and eat with you, you know. I mean, you guys go out together, you do a lot of things. Talk about the bonding, because I think that's important.
Yeah, I mean, as an offensive line, after every victory on Sundays, we actually come in and watch film. We had pizza party this past Sunday. We had a cookout in the back of Columbus. You know, offensive line moving isn't natural, so especially big guys like us. So it takes a lot of work and a lot of molding. And, you know, our three coaches do a great job with us. Coach Matthew Dixon, Coach Jason Hill, and Coach Fred Foyle, they take a lot of time with us. And, you know, our line this year is very special to me. You know, we're a brotherhood. We look out for each other, especially the guy that plays next to me, Manny Valadores, one of my best friends on the line. You know, Senator Danny Pereira has great potential and has lived up to it this year. And Kevin Coles, the senior, the old man, we like to call him on the offensive line, has been on varsity since sophomore year.
Wow.
And our right tackle, we like to call it G, which is showing great potential this year also.
You know, Lewis, when you take a look at this team, and I've watched Columbus for a number of years, one of the more athletic teams. I mean, this is when you look at Kalani Norris, and you look at, as you mentioned, with Parrish, who's another young kid, and the year that Anthony Arguelles had at quarterback. I mean, here's a guy that maybe a lot of people didn't think that he was going to be the guy, but he worked hard, and he proved himself. Talk about when you didn't expect a lot of these things to happen, and they happened. I mean, here's like Anthony, who just took the leadership of the team. And I know he owes a great deal to you guys up front, but at the same time, he creates. And I watched him the other night, and he's very deceptive speed-wise. He's very athletic. Talk about him and talk about some of the offensive players.
Yeah, no, he's a great leader to us. You know, he commands the offense very well. He holds himself to a higher standard, and we follow him. You know, he leads by example for us. And, you know, me and him being the captains of the offense, we try a big deal to to emphasize on leading by example, trying to get better every day in practice, you know, not taking soft reps in practice, trying to go hard and overemphasize everything in practice so it looks good on the Friday nights. And, you know, Colin Norris is another guy that works extremely hard. Him coming from Westminster, it's for a whole different world from Christopher Columbus High School.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's molded very well with Anthony, and it's shown this year.
And, you know, you look at the game the other day, and then you watch there's such an energy on the sideline. I mean, you could tell. Everybody feeds off of everybody. As you mentioned, quality coaching staff from top to bottom. I mean, you know, I mean, today I wrote something about, and then we were talking about this the other day, about the sign that said, fire Coach Merritt. And I'm thinking to myself, there's just no way somebody who roots for Columbus could ever do that, because, I mean, here's a guy who has given so much to the program. And just look at this year for an example. A lot of people never thought. All they talked about was South Dade, Southridge, how good Palmetto's getting. Columbus wasn't really talked about this year, and certainly you guys, I think, if anything, during the hurricane, you showed your resiliency, playing those games in a space of time, and it wasn't against, you know, the average teams. I mean, you're playing Lake Gibson, which was a state runner-up from last year. You're playing Booker T. I mean, you're playing Miami High, a team that you're going to be playing this week. So this schedule this year, and I think for the last 2 years, has gotten better. And that's why people are looking at Columbus and saying, now, hey, this team can play. They can play with anybody. Do you guys look at it that way as well? I mean, playing a tougher schedule, having your backs up against the wall and responding kind of makes you a tougher team?
I mean, we obviously look at a schedule as a whole, but our goal every week is to be 1-0.
Right.
You know, 1-0. We focus week by week on every game, practice, and We prepare every game as we would for another. I mean, obviously some games need a little bit more preparation, but you know, we take every week to be 1-0. That's our goal every week, to be 1-0.
That's a good goal to have. Luis Cristobal joining us, junior offensive lineman, Christopher Columbus. The son of a former University of Miami Columbus guy, the nephew of another. I mean, there's no shortage of instruction, I'm sure, at your meals at home, because I'm sure as you guys watch TV and your dad, or if Uncle Mario's there, or anybody else in the family, are going to point out a lot of things that you need to be doing. How is that? I mean, that must be, I think I'd probably maybe pay the price of admission just to come to Thanksgiving to see you guys talk about football. But how is that becoming, growing up in a football-oriented household like that, and always being that close to the game?
I mean, yeah, sometimes it's tough, the criticism that I get and stuff, but, you know, it's paid off. I mean, the effect that my uncle and my father have had on me, it's really molded me into becoming a very good young man and molded me into being a good football player.
Right.
It had a lot of effect on me. And, you know, I didn't grow up playing football. I grew up playing basketball. And, like, out of protection, they didn't want me to be playing with, you know, the older kids. And I think that's had a lot to do with my success this year. And, you know, a lot has to do with footwork and all that stuff. And, you know, those late-night phone calls with my uncle, going over film, having to send him film. You know, it's cool, but it's demanding sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's mostly cool.
It goes with the territory, and not only that. I mean, look at anybody else would like to do the same. I mean, to have a football-oriented family. I know sometimes it probably gets a little bit too much, but it's something that a lot of people who love the game, you know, would relish. And I know that just watching football with friends of mine, you know, and they're pointing out different things, and it's fun. I mean, you watch it in a whole different way. The average fan watches football for the entertainment. You watch it, and it's going to be maybe a little tutoring session for you. I mean, if you watch an offensive lineman who's one of the best, you know, in the NFL or in college, do you find yourself maybe watching just what the line play does and maybe skipping some of the other game?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, like a line that I really like to watch on Sundays is the Packers and the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, Tyron Smith is like a role model to me.
Yeah.
That's what my uncle, he's on a lot of things that he does, and so does my father.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, I just before I let you go, what's that one food that you got to have on your Thanksgiving dinner plate and your table this week?
Oh, I'm a big turkey and mashed potatoes guy.
Good stuff. Well, Lewis, I appreciate you taking the time. We'll see you on Friday afternoon. We're excited. I know everybody over at Columbus is excited, and getting playoff fever is a good thing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.